Baskirin lehem batim, a Jew is allowed to rent out a house to a goy. Avoloi saw this, but you're not allowed to rent out fields. Fields are always worse. And the chiddush here is mashmoni. The chiddush is mashmoni maskirin. You're allowed to rent, even though you're not allowed to sell. Rashi says loy gazvin not to mechira. Dinam miyosa de mechira loyavad ad yiraisa. The chik siv loy sitin lem chayin. When does it say to not give them chayin? V'chaniyah beretz Yisrael siv. It only says it in Eretz Yisrael. The choshev chaniyosa, because living in Eretz Yisrael, that's a choshev of a place. There, it's forbidden to give place to a goy to live in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi so far learning that in Syria and Syria there's no city rights even to sell it to a guy. Just midrabbanan, you're not supposed to sell it to a guy, because from Eretz Yisrael maybe you come to sell a property in Eretz Yisrael also, but to rent them an apartment in Syria, that's okay, but not fields. You cannot rent out fields to a guy in, even in Syria. Over Chutzlars, what about here in America? Here in America, Chutzlar, at least, you're allowed to even sell them houses. There's no gezera, maybe you come to sell in Eretz Yisrael, since you're so far away from Eretz Yisrael. But still, Remeyel does a chumra not to sell them a field. You're only allowed to rent out a field to a goy, but not to sell them. Because by fields in Eretz Yisrael, there are two resurim. First of all, you're giving a goy a place to live in Eretz Yisrael. And secondly, taken away the mafkia mikedushas maitzrois. So the rabbanim were much more strict about fields. Therefore, there's the gzera in chutzlaretz not to sell a field to a guy. There's a gzera, otto maybe you come to sell one in Eretz Yisrael, which by selling a field, you're doing two averes. Therefore, fields are more strict than stambatim. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yossi Yaim, he's more makel and says, Eretz Yisrael, maskirin lehem batim. He knows no. In Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to rent out an apartment to a goy. And we don't make the gzera, maybe you sell it. Even though if you sell him an apartment, sell him karka, that's also midiraisa, but we don't make gzera, schirus, renting or to selling. Avoloi saw this, but you're not allowed to even rent out a field to a goy, because there is the gzera, maybe you come to sell it to him. And if you sell it to him, there are two things wrong. You're giving him chaniya bekarka, and also you'll be mafkiya kedushas maisris. Over Syria, what about Syria, which is a kibbush yochud? Here, moichrin batim, he holds his novice at Yeraisa, therefore there's no gzeris mit rabbonin. You're allowed to sell him a house even. And we don't make gzera, maybe you sell him the house in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody knows Syria is outside Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to sell him a house there. But, o maskirin sodis, again, sodis is one madrega less, that you're allowed to rent it, but not sell it. You cannot sell a field in Syria, even though with your eyes it's okay, because it's a gzera, maybe you rent out maybe you sell them a field in Eretz Yisrael. Over chutzlos, what about chutzlos? That's us here. Moichun elu v'elu. That's what we're saying. Mechom yehovah gabiyosi. And chutzlos outside Syria, you're allowed to even sell them sodis. There's no gzera at all, or to Eretz Yisrael. Since it's far away from Eretz Yisrael, we do not make any gzeris if you sell them land or fields here in Eretz Yisrael, here in America, you come to do the same thing in Eretz Yisrael. There's no gzeris.
Why wouldn't you let sell them in a property?
Right. Right now it says, af b'mokum. Now af b'mokum shomru lahaskir, even in a place that you're allowed to rent to them an apartment, let's say in Syria for sure, so loy lebeis diramru. But you should know, you're not allowed to let him live there. A beis dira is also. So chur, this means in America also. Mikir adin, you're not allowed to rent him an apartment to live there. Why? Because Tam, in the Gemara's times at least, Goyim always had Avodah Zarah with them. And if they'll live by you, even though you're renting it to them, they're going to bring the Avodah Zarah into your house. Shinam, the Pasuk says, Loi sovi tuevel beisecha. So even the Gemara said before, even though you hold maybe Tchirus as Kanya, here's still a sasa though, because it's a chomadik apostle, a tovi, tuevel el besecha. Even though you rented it, still it's asa to bring it in. Befrat lalocha, we hold, schiris is like kanya, that there's no kinyan schiris. So for sure, you're not allowed to rent to a guy, because we have to be afraid, if he lives there, he's going to bring a statue of Avodah Zarah inside. But lamaisa, the head of his man is there, they don't do it today. Lamaisa, the goyim are not that odd, can avoid the zorro. They do not bring avoid the zorro into the house. But Enechnami, if they would, it'd be awesome. Right. That's the head of today, that they don't bring in avoid the zorro. Right. Over home, mokum, any place, lo yasku lo yas ha-merchats. You're not allowed to rent out your bathhouse to a goy, even here in L.A. Because it's called, the Jews, it's called Chaim's bathhouse. Yeah. And the Maisa, if the guy rents it, he's going to leave it open on Shabbos. So people have come to say, a Jew is doing work on Shabbos, leaving his bathhouse open on Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara. Therefore, you can't rent out your business to a guy if it's going to be open on Shabbos.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we
found it. Now the Gemara says, what does the Mishnah always say? And for sure, you cannot rent out a field. The Mishnah starts out, you cannot rent out houses to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, and for sure not a field. Why is a field Muhammad? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Mishum, the Espetan, there are two things wrong. Chodach and the Yitzkarka, by renting him out a field, you're giving him a place to use Eretz Yisrael. V'chodah dekor mafko lo mimaiser. You're taking out the Kedushas Maiser. Like Rashi, yeah. The Chur Al-Gemur is going then, that Yesh Kinyan Liyakum Liyafkiya Mekedusha, which is a Machlaikis. But going now that if a guy owns land in Eretz Yisrael, he takes away the Kedusha of it, and therefore you're potter from Trumas Maisers. So we don't want a guy to have a field of Eretz Yisrael, he's taken away the Kedushas of Maiser. Therefore we don't let you rent it to him, for sure there's a Gzera, maybe you come to sell it to him. So as the Yochi, if so, Batim Nami should be also to rent your house to a guy also. Why you could also be two things wrong. Chodo Chaniyas Karka, one thing you're letting him have Karka in Eretz Yisrael. The Chodo to come off calling him a mezuzah. When a Jew has it, he's mechuyev a mezuzah. You rent it out to a guy, you sell it to a guy, there's no more mezuzah. So I want to say also, even a house, there should be two things wrong. It should be chomer not to rent it to him. He's taken out the chiyev mezuzah. Omer Mishashi, no. Mezuzah chayev sadaru. Mezuzah is totally clearly in who lives there. Even if you own a house, the Jew owns the house. If he does not live there, he's potter from the mezuzah. So the fact you sell to a guy, that's not called mafkiya the issa. The mitzvah only starts if you're there. If you're not there, there's no mitzvah. That's not called taking away the kedusha. Whereas the karka necessarily has kedusha. If you sell it to a guy, that takes away the kedusha. Therefore, you're potter from Isis. So we don't want you to take away the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Whereas, stam living in a house, that depends. Even if you own it, if you don't live there, you put them in a mezuzah. It's only a chayv sadar. Right. Now, the Surya Amishna says, Maskirin Batin. Our Mishnah says, in Surya, you're allowed to rent to them houses. There's no gzera, maybe you'll sell. Maishno na mechira deloy. Why do you say it's also? Maishno, our Mishnah holds it's also to sell him a house in Syria. It's only allowed to rent. Why are you selling also? Mishum mechira de Eretz Yisrael. Kurus only gzera, that maybe you come to sell a house in Eretz Yisrael. Yachi, if so, mechira is not minigzo. Make the same gzera, do not rent a house. In Syria, maybe you come to rent in Eretz Yisrael. Someone answers, Poshit, no. He grew for gzera. Not to rent a house in Eretz Yisrael is only gzera. There's no issa di raisa. So the Anam, we should get up now, Nekim, and make the Nigza Gzera, that we do not do. To make a Gzera of a Schiris and Surya, also Schiris and Israel, the two Rabbanans, we don't make this. For tomorrow, so, the Schiris saw that the Surya, the Gzera Gzerahi, the Kol Gazrinan. But our Mishnah says you cannot rent a field in Syria to the Goyim. There also is only Gzera Gzera. Here, Schiris is in Eretz Yisrael, only Gzera. So it's Gzera Gzera. Mar says no. Hosam lav gzeru. I'll tell you no. Renting a field in Syria, it's not a gzeru l'gzeru, but it's a gzeru for itself. Lav gzeru. Why kisava? Because our mandiyam holds that kibush yochid shmei kibush. Maybe our mandi goes that when David was made kibush on Syria, he gave it kedusha midiraisa. Therefore now midiraisa is an issa not to sell a house in Syria to a guy. So therefore, sodois, which is also midiraisa to sell, the rabbanim made gzera, do not rent a field to the goyim in Syria. So Mara says like this: soda the ispetarata field. If you sell a field to a goy in Syria, there'll be two isurim involved. You're taking off kedushas maisa and chaniyah bekarka goes by rabbanim. But batim a house, the last butarata, there's no two isurim in Syria. Like goes by rabbanim, the rabbanim not make gzera. So it's really a little funny. You have to understand this. We're going now, kibush yochid is shmei kibush. See, what does that mean? If it means it's mamish, really like Eretz Yisrael itself, so in Eretz Yisrael, our mission holds, you're not allowed to rent
an apartment to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Gzera may become to sell it to him. So why is Syria different? You tell me now in Syria, you're allowed to rent to a guy. Why? Because if there's only one Issa, maybe you sell it to him. We don't make this Gzera, maybe you sell it to him. But you're telling me though, Syria now, Kibbush Yochid, is Shemei Kibbush. So if it's Mamush like Eretz Yisrael, it should have the same Issa like Eretz Yisrael. So Mashuv the Gemara know that even though Kibush Yochid Shemei Kibush, but it's not 100% like Eretz Yisrael. It's still not the same Isser as Eretz Yisrael. It's still a Madregales. It's an Isser the Raisa, but it's a Madregales. A lot of Acharenim about this, exactly what the Kedusha of Syria is. So therefore, it's a less of an Issa, therefore, to make the Gzera, you'll sell it. We don't make this Gzera. It's not so bad to sell it. Mashenka in a field, that if you sell a field in Syria, you're doing two Issurim, you give them a place to live, and you're taking out the Kedusha Smaisa, then we make the Gzera not to rent a field to a guy in Syria. But now Mishnah says, B'chutz Loretz, and Chutz Loretz Tanakama says, you're allowed to sell it, a house, but not a field, Avoloi Sodis. You're not allowed to sell a field, a field in Chutz Loretz. You saw that the spectator again goes over Rabbonin. Saw that if you do an Eretz Yisrael, there's two Isurim. See that in America, the Rabbonin said not to sell a field. But the Batim, less potato, goes over Rabbonin. Batim, in Eretz Yisrael, there's only one Issa. So in America, it's permissible, you're allowed to sell a house to a guy. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yossi Yemenov, Eretz Yisrael, Maskir, and Lambatim. And after so, you're allowed to even rent apartments to a guy. My timer, so does the Yisbeit Tarati go to Rabbonin not to rent a field to a guy. But Batim, Lesbo Tarati, there's no two Yisurim, only one Yisra, but goes to Rabbonin, Rabbonin not make a gzera to rent. You're allowed to rent an apartment even in Eretz Yisrael, that's the halacha. You're allowed to rent out your apartment to an Arab, but not to sell. Selling is also, renting is mutter. Yes, good, you have to think. Why is renting mutter? L'chura, it's also called giving them chaniya bekarka. But that's the halacha, renting is okay.
That must be the halacha like Rabbi
Yehuda. Right, Ubisuria Moichrim. In Syria, you're allowed to even sell. My time, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Kesav, that's the halacha, Kibush Yochid, Loi Shemei Kibush. We hold that does not have a Kedusha Seretz Yisrael. Since it was done without a Pia Dibur, or else it was done without Shishim Rebuyim, therefore it's not Kibush Yochid, Loi Shemei Kibush. But again, the sod that the espertati goes the rabbonin, but batim the espertatli goes the rabbonin. That's what Rabbi Yossi says about Surya. Rabbi Yossi said, "V'suya moichim and batim, you do not sell a house. There's no gzera otter Eretz Yisrael. But fields, you cannot sell a field because it's a gzera. Maybe you'll sell a field in Eretz Yisrael. And there are two resurim that are bonamet gzera. Over chutz loretz moichim, you're allowed to sell them everything in chutz loretz. My time, what's the reason? Kiva the Merachik, since we're far from Eretz Yisrael, like us, Rinam, there's no Gzeira. That's the law here in America. You're allowed to sell them fields and houses. Just in the Mishnah is only, you cannot rent them a Beis Dira, an apartment to live, because you should be afraid they'll bring in the Avodah Zarah. Om Rav Yudah Mashmur, Halacha Rav Yosef, Pasman Rav Yosef. Om Rav Yosef, Obavash Lo Yasenu Shchuna. But providing, if a Jew sells a guy an apartment, a house, you should not sell him three houses or three apartments one next to another. It's not nice, if there's a Jewish neighborhood here, to let the goyim start to move in. So as covered respect for the other Jews there, do not sell three apartments, three houses to a goy. The kama shchuna, how much is a shchuna, a neighborhood? Tone and shchuna p'chusa mishloisha b'nei adam. You can't sell to at least, you can't sell to three. You can't sell to three. If you own a property, you should not sell three apartments to three different goyim. That's called the middle of a Jewish neighborhood. You bring in the goyim, they'll only give us harm to us. You should not do this. Some is not a nisr d'oraisa, some is nisr d'rabbanan. It's not nice to do. But the Mora says, v'leichesh do, d'uma also l'hai Yisrael, o'mazvin l'chara v'kechovim. Maybe this Jew will sell the apartment house to one guy. And now the guy that owns the apartment house, he'll sell it to two other people. So by you selling it to one, it's going to end up to be three goyim living there. So it should be us of you to sell any apartment that three people could live there. It should be us to sell it even to one guy. Because you have to be afraid that one guy will multiply into three. Amr Abaya, this far we're not afraid. Alifnei Mafkedina. There's an issal lefnei iver, but al lefnei the lefnei loy maskudin. We don't have to be afraid of such a faraway case. So Rashi says that doesn't really mean the lashon of lefnei iver. Rashi learns klaymar lekulei hay lechashinin. For so far, we're not afraid. Tais a little bit different. Tais says lefnei iver. Tais says hay simna biyamu klaymar lekulei hay lechashinin. Again, we're not afraid so far that if you sell to one guy, he'll multiply into three. Hinami yirel tais learns like this. Kivon the Yisishchuna Shlo Yavi Hezekli Yisrael. This is to not to sell apartments, not to sell. Let the guy come to live near us is the reason we do not want them to do damage to us. Shlo Yavi Hezek. We should not receive. They shouldn't harm us. The Yisrael Korelei Michshel Lefneiver. Therefore, the Gemara calls Lashon of Lefneiver. What Lefneiver mean? Don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. See, also do not harm the Jews by letting the guy move into your neighborhood. So it's like a nitzra of lefneiver. Samar says you're only afraid for you to sell to three directly, but to sell to one, it's okay.
Don't let Jackson win this Gemara.
Okay, fight. And then Mishnah says, after Mokim Shomel Hakir, even a place that you're allowed to rent out your house to a guy, but you're not allowed to rent it for living purposes. Samar says, Mechal is to prove. There are places that you're not allowed to rent out. The stomach of Rabbi Meir comes out sound like Rabbi Meir.